More than 1,000 students, faculty, and staff gathered in front of Memorial Hall Wednesday, including top administrators who say they stand against any real or perceived racism felt on campus. Reports of noose-like objects hanging from a tree in front of Mitchell Hall surfaced the night before. Two students later told UD police they were used to hang paper lanterns months ago and weren't properly taken down. The images quickly spread through social media, sparking a firestorm of people saying they fear for their safety and that of others. The objects were reported to UD police one day after an on-campus talk given by Fox News pundit Katie Pavlich, who refers to the Black Lives Matter movement as, quote, a violent hate group. During the day, Acting President Nancy Target met with students to find ways to improve UD's relationship with minorities.
Hearing that really broke my heart. In their words, I did not recognize the university that I've known and loved for more than 30 years.
Despite the investigation's findings, several students who spoke during the more than hour-long event kept referring to the objects as nooses. Eli Webster was among them.
This left me sleepless for many hours. But while President Target and others have reassured us that this was not a hate crime, my sleeplessness and my emotion has not gone away.
Carol Henderson, UD's new Vice Provost for Diversity, announced that a diversity action plan was being reviewed by top administrators, but offered no specifics on what that initiative contains. Sophomore Obichukwu Maduka Ugwu says he's relieved by the large show of support and more people lending their voice to those who feel marginalized, but he remains skeptical that meaningful change will come of the incident.
I wish I could tell you that that was what it's going to be, and I'm not also going to say that that is not what it's going to end up in. All I can tell you is that I hope.
James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.